Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 25th day of April, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is open forum, so we do wish to hear from you. If you have anything to report, questions, comments, etc., please join us on the call. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. Callers, of course, are welcome. We do ask that if there's more than two of us on the line, that everybody uses proper phone etiquette and try not to talk over each other. Also, be careful of language as we have a mixed audience. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody who joins us, either by computer or by phone, is muted until such time as they indicate that they wish to speak, and then I will take the calls in the order that they call into the queue. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and again, that's pastordan.net with no spaces or special characters between Pastor Dan. We do have the Daily Mail page back to being updated almost on a daily basis. Lots of things going on, so please check in there from time to time. Also on the schedule page, as some upcoming guests that I am reaching out to may not be available on the regular Wednesday night or Sunday morning times, so they will be a special broadcast. For the folks that are on my mailing list, of course, you'll get an email notification. But for everybody else, you're just going to have to check the Listen Live page for any of those kind of special broadcasts. There's just so much going on. One of the reasons for an open forum today is because, you know, we've talked about the things that are going wrong almost to death. They're so apparent today, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, that, you know, we just kind of reiterate the same things over and over and over again. So today's idea is that we communicate as a group. This is an open forum session. This platform was started 21 years ago for all of us. I happen to be honored to be the chairman or the host. And sit in the middle of some great people and listen to their commentary, their wisdom, their life's experiences, etc., and bring all that together and share it with the audience, but also to catalog all this information for myself and get to add it to what I'm hearing from other people around the earth and put it all together so that we have some semblance of what's really going on, because you know the media is not going to tell you the truth. They haven't told you the truth in so long. It's probably outside of the scope of any of us that are still alive that we've ever heard any truth out of those people. They are nothing more than a mouthpiece for the government and for the bankers. They are whores to the man and woman that are amongst them. There isn't a journalist amongst any of them. In fact, the journalist John Swinton, back in the mid-1900s, gave a speech when he was given a great award in New York. And he basically said at that time that they're all intellectual prostitutes. There is no free press in America, almost no free press in the world, but certainly in America there is no free press, and that all the journalists were basically intellectual prostitutes. They sold their souls for a paycheck, and therefore the media is not going to tell you the truth about anything. So one of the good things that's happening right now is citizen journalists and citizen sources of information are popping up everywhere. And with all reporting, you need to take it with a grain of salt and remember to chew the meat and spit out the bones. That basically means what the scripture says in, I think it's Thessalonians, accept all things and keep that which is good. That's a biblical way of saying the exact same thing. Keep an open mind, hear somebody out, and then keep that which fits, using either Occam's razor or just plain logic. What fits in with the empirical evidence that you can see for yourself? And by your own trusted sources, not the trusted sources the authorities tell us, like a Fauci or somebody in a lab coat with a stethoscope or somebody that smiles to the camera and claims to be somebody there for us from the government. Those are not trusted voices. Okay? They're just the opposite. You see, everything is upside down, just as it says in the Old Testament, that when this period of time would come, everything would be upside down. Evil would be called good, and good would be called evil. And that's virtually what's happened. Everything is upside down. So the lying Talmud vision, called a television, or tell-lie vision, is telling you that these, quote, trusted voices, so-called authorities, have your best interests at heart and going to tell you the truth. Sad fact is that, no, that's not the truth. They don't have your best interests at heart at all. They're just reading a script, and the people that write the script, their only interest is in staying in power and making money, period. So once again, the scriptural definitions of the beast of Babylon, the Babylonian beast in the end times, fits very well with what we see going on, which is the governments, the bankers, and the merchants are all in bed together. And they're not doing anything to benefit the earth or the people upon the earth. That's not their job. Their job is to make money and to keep you buying. Okay, why do they make products that fail? Because you need to come back to the store every year or two and buy a new toaster, or in every 5 to 6 years, another car. Your home starts falling apart, so you need to call the plumber, the electrician, the roofer, the sheet wall guy, the painter, the bricklayer. Constantly paying out of your pocket for things that in bygone days we did for ourselves. When Yahweh put man upon the earth, he said, I'm giving you the plant life, the vegetation for both your food and your medicine. Okay, so what's that mean? Your diet, and when you do get out of sorts, there are herbs that will help bring your body back into homeostasis. Okay? We live a life today that's completely opposite of that. Nobody goes to the food and the herbs, which is your natural remedies. They don't go to that. They go to the, quote, trusted voices, the lab coats with stethoscopes, and believe that the medical mafia is going to try to help make you better. Well, that's not true. That's not true. There are rare cases where they actually do some good, but for the most part, as an industry, and they are an industry, meaning they have board of directors, they have corporations, they have offices, and they are profit-driven. Ask anybody in your family that works in the medical profession, which I have plenty of people that do, and they will tell you, if they're being honest, they will tell you it is profit-driven. Everything from the hospitals to the clinics to the small doctor's offices, it's all profit-driven. And again, if it's profit-driven, then your needs are the least concern of that organization, okay? You're the least concern. The concern is making money, making profit, so they can go out to the stores and be the perpetual consumer like you are, only at the high dollar stores. They're going to look at BMWs and Mercedes-Benz while you're down at the Chevrolet and Ford dealership. Okay, that's the only difference. So this whole mercantile system is what the Book of Revelation talks about as the world system that will enslave mankind and put them under a false set of rules and regulations rather than God's law. We're under corporate law. We're under mercantile law, admiralty law, every kind of law except the law of our Father in heaven. Okay? So the question that's begged of virtually everybody in all the discussions that are going on, all these freedom conferences, and there's a lot of good information coming out of those, Clay Clark and the group that met out in Tulsa, and they're coming to Tampa, Florida, in June, very close to the middle part of June, 17th, 18th, and 19th. A lot of good information, but the only problem I see is that nobody is talking about the 800-pound gorilla in the middle of the room, which is whose law is going to be the law of the land. Do we just substitute the current Zionist control of the world through their banking cartel for another Zionist cartel under a different name, but the same players doing the same thing to us with their fiat currency, which basically is enslaving us? The Bible calls that taking us back to Egypt, okay? That was the enslavement of the Hebrew children in Egypt, was an economic slavery, okay? Most of them had nice homes, they had businesses, they were craftsmen, etc., but they were under economic bondage. Well, you're back in Egypt once again. You're in economic bondage. There can be no freedom of thought, freedom of movement, and true liberty in the land as long as you're an economic slave, an industrial slave. So the answer, of course, is that Satan's kids, these Zionist Khazarian mobsters that run the show, okay, as long as their fiat currency is the standard of the world, they have untold power. That's why nothing gets done. Have you noticed that? You can't get a good, honest politician or a person into Congress because all the money goes into getting the bad apples in there. Just like this past election was stolen by the communists because the communists had the money and they control the media. So they've convinced everybody that Joe Biden was the pick when anybody with a brain knows that's not even possible. Okay, now I don't particularly care for Trump. I don't care for any politician. I don't care for anybody in this government in any form. Okay, the problem I had with Trump wasn't Trump himself, but the fact that people worship Trump as if he was a messiah. He's a man walking in shoe leather, okay, like any other man. And I tried to tell people that right from the beginning. Don't get caught up in Trump, because he could become a traitor. If he isn't one already, he could become one. And now you've ruined the whole movement because of the failure of one man, because you put all your faith in Trump as if he's the movement. It's the movement that matters, not the guy that's the face of the movement, because he is corruptible. Yeshua gave us the commandments on how to live our lives, and we're not doing it, okay? To our chagrin, we're not doing it. And the whole world is in travail because worldwide, the sons of Yahweh, the white race, is self-destructing because they don't even have enough sense to know that they're being attacked worldwide by these same nefarious creatures and having enough sense to defend themselves. So again, you know, everything is falling apart. I hope if nothing else is clear to you, then you know that the current government of the United States is defunct. It is without merit, without authority, and just a railroad car going down the tracks headed for a cliff. It doesn't work. It's broke beyond repair, never going to get fixed. We talked about this since 2010, that the only solution for America and probably the world is military intervention. Now, when we say that, we're not talking about a military coup in the sense of a third world country. We're talking about a military intervention to prevent the wicked from doing what they have been doing to us for centuries, to allow good people to rise up and reestablish everything according to the principles of the Bible. That's the only thing that's going to work. Now, the wicked control the money, and as long as they control the money, they're controlling the narrative in the media, so most of these brain-dead morons out here will never know what the truth is. And the typical person that's the brain-dead moron has a indicator on their face to let you know that they're one of the brain-dead morons. It's called a face diaper. Okay. As soon as you see the face diaper, especially on somebody walking down the street all by themselves or on a bicycle or in a car, they've identified themselves as part of the terrors that just aren't going to make it. Why? Because they're dumber than a box of rocks. They watch television. They don't think. They don't read. They don't do any research. All they do is watch television. So whatever these trusted voices, these chameleons that come out and parade themselves in front of that flat screen, whatever they tell these dumber than box of rocks people, they believe it. Which is a sad thing. So that takes care of a whole lot of people right there. Now you get to the rest of the people. Now you have the skeptics, which I know quite a few of them. They're the skeptics. They're not necessarily wearing a face diaper while they're driving down the car, but they will put one on to go into the store. They will put one on to go see the eye doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And some of them will put this serum that they're calling a vaccine when, in fact, it is not a vaccine at all. They're putting that serum in their bodies because they have been threatened for monetary gain and possibly losing their jobs, which again relates to monetary situations, money. Okay, so they're acquiescing because of the pressure being put upon them. They don't want to be called a name. They don't want to lose their job. Whatever pressure is being put upon them, they are acquiescing to the authorities and putting a poison in their bodies to keep their jobs, their houses, their employment, their friends, their social status, whatever. Whatever pressure you want to call it. And again, we talked about this many, many times. What's going on is a test. Our Father in heaven can use the wicked to accomplish his goals. Can he not? So we see all these things being done, but at the same time, there's miracles happening, folks. I have family members that have denounced professional sports. They've denounced regular television programming. In fact, they have canceled their cable and ripped the television off the wall. They're homeschooling their children. They will not put them back into public school. And one of my relatives has even walked away from a six-figure-a-year job because of the pushing for the mask wearing and what this person perceives will be a push to get the serum at some point. So he is being proactive, and he is stepping out of that job in corporate America and looking to be self-employed or finding other methods to feed his family. And of course, their lifestyle will be diminished somewhat, but aren't we just a little bit spoiled with everything that's going on right now? Okay, take a look around us. Do we really need all the things that we have? Now, does our Father want us to have nice things? Yeah, of course he does, but not with strings attached to them. Strings that are pulled by the Zionists and their lapdogs in government and in these institutions, etc. And that includes men and women in uniform that are doing the work of the Zionist cabal. They're as much a problem as anything else. So the point of it is that this test to see who will be the overcomers is to see who has enough stamina and has enough integrity and enough value of their own life and their own health that they will put all that worldly strings off to the side, and they will choose life and health and being in alignment with our Father rather than being in alignment with these antichrists, with the antichrist spirit within us and without, both within us and without us. Because you can be antichrist in your own thinking, and you can be antichrist in your behavior as far as to other people. So that influence is coming from both inside you and from outside through things like television, entertainment, sports, celebrities. They're all corrupt. I hope people are starting to figure that out. There's no integrity, honesty, etc. in any of these sources. All right? So, again, we could go into great detail. In fact, it's quite depressing to look at most of the news items today. Even in the truth channels, it's like a broken record. We just keep hearing about more and more of the nefarious activities that are going on by the antichrists and by just demonic psychopaths that are running this world. And again, there's three legs of this worldwide beast. The military, or the muscle for the beast, is the United States and its military, which are under control of these Zionists. Okay, that's the muscle. The bank is the city of London. Now, not London itself, but the city of London, which is that, I believe it's 1 square mile, maybe even a little less than that, which is the financial capital in London. Okay, that's basically the financial capital of the world, in cahoots with the Vatican Bank. And then the third leg of this worldwide beast is, of course, religion, organized religion, which the head of that is the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church. So you've got the three legs on the stool, which is this worldly beast system, and between those three elements, they control almost everything. Because how many individuals in this world can resist either the threat of being pounded into dust by the military, or to be wrecked financially by London, or to be threatened with your heavenly position by the organized church, which uses fear and intimidation of the people with lies and deceptions, which is what the Catholic Church is, the Roman Catholic Church. So between all three of them, they control 99.9% of the people, don't they? How many people do you know that can step outside and look at all three of those and recognize them for what they are? The three legs on the New World Order stool, which is the beast spoken of in Scripture. So, it is time to awaken, because judgment is coming. It's right around the corner. We have reached the point of Malachi chapter 4 and Obadiah verse 18. And if you can't see that coming, shame on you. One of the items on the list of all the stuff coming out is obviously that this whole Biden administration is a complete and utter joke, and the whole world recognizes it as a complete and utter joke. Okay, again, Washington, D.C. has no authority to govern any of us any longer. So anything that's an executive order or a requirement or a statute coming out of Washington, D.C. should be ignored. Completely ignored. They are outlaws. The election was interfered with, whether it was by foreign or domestic, doesn't matter. It was interfered with. There was no true election. And even without that, they are violating the Constitution 100%. And they are not fit for office. So there's dereliction of duty and the fact that they are unfit for office. So Washington, D.C. is a complete waste and a wash. Now you get to the state governments, then that goes case by case. But you can't go any higher than the state, and in some states you can't go any higher than the county to find some sort of legitimate government. So states are starting to recognize that, by the way. Some of the states are issuing orders that anything coming out of D.C. is to be ignored. Some states are looking into public banking and other alternative banking to get out of this cabal system, which every state has a right to do that. Sovereign states can create their own internal banking system. There are sheriffs working with pastors and militia for home defense, et cetera, et cetera. So these are some of the positive things coming out of all this. And again, if our Father had not made things as absolutely corruptible as they are right now, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening. Okay? It wouldn't be happening. Okay, Ralph says here from Canada that his phone can't work. Oh, wow. Okay, he can't even call. He was going to call in and talk to us. Oh, shame on that. I do understand how that is, even on my phone plan, believe it or not. Calling the 605 area code does not work. Okay, so let me look through here real quick, see what Ralph has put in here. Okay, John up there in Miami, welcome to the program. Yep, Brother Nathaniel has put out a couple good videos here recently. Henry says here that some things happening at the Freedom Concert, or not concert, conference. I did not see any of that about the speaking in tongues. Looking through the notes here. Very good. William out there. Thank you, William. He said, I'm lucky that with the family that I have. Indeed. And again, not all of my family, but a large portion of my family is wide awake. They still think I'm somewhat crazy, but that's okay. I don't mind being called crazy. If this world is what people think is sanity, I'd rather be called crazy. So leave that as may be. So again, government reform is coming at us, and because things are so horrendous, there are a large number of people, even some of my family and one of my grandchildren, are looking to read more of the Bible. They want to know more about our Heavenly Father. So as Malachi tells us in chapter 4, our people are being led back to Scripture and the God of Scripture more so than they have at any other time. So it's unfortunate that things have to get this ugly before people start thinking in heavenly terms. However, the good news is they are starting to turn back. Things are that ugly. Israelites are under attack. Everything's being blamed on the white man. And let me remind the white men out there, you're the number one target because you're white, number one. Number two, you're a male. Male toxicity they don't like, so that means any man with any testosterone whatsoever. Okay, and if you are a teacher and or believer in our Father Yahweh, that you got three strikes against you right there. White, male, and a believer. You're the number one target because your allegiance is to a higher power and they want to be God on earth. Don't ever make a mistake that they want to be in place of our Father. The number of doctors and researchers and virologists, etc., that are calling this serum that's being pushed a complete hoax and is actually harmful. I got a very nice fan mail by email this week by one of our listeners, and he told me about what happened to his son when he vaccinated him, and it was a sad story. A sad story. And more people I'm talking to on a personal level, not what they're hearing on the internet or anywhere else. This is personal experience. More and more people are talking of friends, relatives, spouses, whatever, that are showing very negative side effects to this serum. now we're hearing from some very competent people that you can be affected by somebody who's had the vaccine, even though you yourself have not. Okay? And we should stop calling it vaccine. The serum, the poison, the toxic poison. People with that poison in them are having an effect on those who do not have the poison in them. We're starting to see signs of that. So some of my family and some of the people that I communicate with will not allow other members of the family into their homes if they've put the poison in their bodies. So again, did not our father say he would use a sword and divide us? Mother against father, children against parents. You see what I'm saying? People, each of us on our own against others, based on this medical fake pandemic. Remember, this whole coronavirus thing was not much different than a standard flu. It was a variation of it. Now, it may have been modified in a laboratory, possibly, but it still was basically the flu. The symptoms were almost exactly the same as the flu. The way it goes about is the flu. The numbers of people affected, similar to the flu. The number of people that do succumb to flus. Every year, there are people who die from the flu because they have underlying conditions. That's been going on since man's been on Earth. Okay, so this whole pandemic scare, just to get you to acquiesce to the face diaper and all of these ludicrous mandates that are without science or medicine backing, just proves what's going on, okay? It's a hoax, folks. It's all about control. It is a communist takeover hiding behind a fake pandemic. It never was a pandemic. Never. From day one, never. No matter how it was created, no matter what form it takes, it was never a pandemic by definition. Never. It was all in your minds. It was all contrived by media and supported by government and the pharmaceuticals, obviously, and the medical mafia, who are all in bed together. This pandemic, this fake medical event, proves what we're saying about the beast being all of these different legs working in collusion with each other for nefarious ends against mankind. They're not our friends. None of them are. So wake up to that, folks. Wake up to that. Good God. And for whatever you're doing, get your prayer life with the Father back in order. Because I'm going to tell you something. You need it today more than you've ever needed it at any time before. And I do thank people like Scott McKay and Joop Stover in the Dominican Republic and some of the folks over in Europe and Australia and all, for the honorable mentions to myself and my audience here on our program. We've been talked about in some circles, and so I thank those folks for giving us a kudo, because as I've told you many, many times, I believe that the folks that come here are the cream of the crop. You're the elect of the end of the age, whether you know it or not. You're part of his elect that are going to answer the call when those who do awaken want answers. We've talked about this for 21 years. You've been given a 21-year period of time to come up to speed, because you can't learn this stuff overnight, folks. I've been learning this stuff since the 70s. Okay? You don't learn it in a day. It takes time to develop the leadership Father needs for the end of the age. And like I said, I have been privileged to sit in this chair and be in the middle of the cream of the crop, the best of the best. And no, I'm not saying any of us is perfect, okay? Because that's just not true. But Do we have perfect hearts? Yes. Do we have empathy for mankind? Yes. Do we love the truth? Yes. Do we love the author of truth, which is our Heavenly Father, our Creator? Yes, we do. Do we denounce evil in whatever form it comes? Yes, we do. Do we encourage people to clean up their act, both in the physical and spiritual realm, and get back on the right track, get their bodies back in shape, get their minds in shape, get their spirit back in shape, so that we can be better men and women upon the earth and teach it to others? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So kudos to you folks. Kudos to the folks that contact me with their kind words. And for the handful of folks out there that help out financially, Yahweh bless your hearts. That's what it's all about. The family coming back together. We've said that from day one. This is all about truth and about family. Because we have been broken apart as far as family, completely. Everybody going their own way, no unity, no reconciliation of our bonds together and fellowship. Instead, it's turned into a world full of gossipers and backbiters. Shame on us for allowing that to happen. For the folks that follow Amazing Polly, and again, no content creator have I ever recommended and said that they're 100% accurate on everything they say. Okay? It doesn't exist. So when I tell you Amazing Polly has put out something that's good, you're to watch it and take the meat and spit out the bones. So she just put one out about the medical mafia that was recommended to me by one of our elect individuals. And I would highly recommend listening to it because usually she does very good research. Again, I'm not saying it's 100% accurate, but there is enough meat in her presentation to make it worthwhile to listen to what she has to say. Okay? That's all I'm saying. There is nobody out there that I would say trust 100% of the time. Just not so. There's a lot of talk of public banking and alternative banking coming up. I heard just yesterday that Bitcoin is in trouble and a lot of the cryptocurrencies. But again, the whole concept of this electronic banking, unless it is handled by the right people using the right technology, it could easily fall into the same thing we have right now. So we have to be very, very careful of that. We have to keep an eye on the people who are pushing all of this stuff and keep them under surveillance, which is exactly what our Father commanded of us, right? He didn't tell us ever to be able to go to sleep and just trust that these people would do the right thing. Even our founding fathers said that. You have to have eternal vigilance. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. Okay, it requires eternal vigilance, meaning you got to keep an eye on these rascals all the time. And here's the other thing, by the way. The reason we have so much trouble today is because our public servants have taken on the attitude that they're our masters. And part of that is because you and I have not been holding them accountable for their wrongdoing. Okay? Think about that hard. When's the last time a corrupt military man, police officer, politician, medical mafia, educator, and on, when was the last time one of them sons of bitches was hung? Okay, don't tell me for one second that they haven't committed crimes that's worthy of death. They have. Many of them have. When's the last time you've seen we the people bring God's justice to one of these sons of bitches that have done this stuff to us? Answer to that question, let me answer it for you, is not in my lifetime. Okay, they get away literally with murder, and we just sit back take it over and over and over and then wonder why we get the shit we get from the so-called system or these so-called leaders who aren't leaders but just psychopaths, all part of this cacistocracy. Angel writes in here, anyone who puts on a mask for even a short time is part of the beast system. And I've pretty much come to that same conclusion, that Father has given us a great tool to figure out, first of all, who the fools are in our society, but also who has no backbone, who will not resist the mark of the beast or doing the beast's bidding, and who will turn on you, by the way, folks. If the pressure is put upon them, they will turn on you. So you better be very circumspect and very careful who you include in your inner circle. It's also becoming much more apparent to even the brain dead out there that the Jews control the international money system. Okay, again, through their control of the fiat currency, they control everything else. Just follow the money. Okay. And they'll put somebody like a George Soros up there for you to focus on, but it's all of these international bankers who just happen to be Jewish. And they are controlling everything, okay? They're paying for Antifa. They're paying for Black Lives Matter, which are all a bunch of hypocrites. But they're paying them, okay? All of these spontaneous, quote, riots and everything else, they're driven there in these fancy buses, they're given motel rooms, they're getting a paycheck, and the news is putting it on like it's spontaneous. There's no thing spontaneous at all. It's directed by the communists. Same thing with all these staged events, like these shooting events. Come on, people, wake up. Now, the good news out of all this crap is also the fact that we have an army of citizen journalists that have formed. And again, not saying any one of them is completely trustworthy, but being as there's an army of them and they're not, quote, centralized, you can start taking reports from some of these various individuals and start piecing together some stuff that might be close to the truth. Much better than the mainstream, okay? That's for sure. The mainstream is beyond hope. I mean, they are just prostitutes, period. Okay? I'm just reading a couple of these quick notes here. Right, Ralph says the coronavirus has been around since the 60s. And you can look back into the 60s medical journals, and influenza was called coronavirus. It's just another name for the same thing. It's been around as long as man's been here, and our immune system takes care of it. Okay, yep. And then William here says the jab is a weapon they promote everyone to get. Yeah, absolutely. And then they threaten that we can't get back to normal, even though they've said these same lying pieces of dog meat have said in speeches that even if everybody acquiesces and does what they ask, we're still not going to go back to normal. And yet you hear these people, oh, I'm going to go down and get that serum put into me because I want to get back to normal. Well, the very people telling you to do that have said you're not going to go back to normal. There's no intention for you to go back to what, quote, normal is. This is the takeover. This is the international communists, as General Ben Parton and Colonel Francis Farrell and United States Air Force Major John Knight and, let's see, United States Army Colonel Don de Grand Pre, all of them told me personally, not in a book, not in an article, in personal conversations with these fine gentlemen, that this is a communist takeover, period. Okay, you can call it whatever you want. You can say that these orchestrated events, these false flags that are in the media and everything else, you can say anything you want about who's behind it or whatever, but when you boil it down to the very basic elements, You can follow the money and trace it right back to Jewish banks supporting world communism. Because you got to remember, communism is the product of Jewish brains. Okay? Marx, Lenin, Trotsky, and the whole list of other perpetrators of communism upon this world, every one of them is a Jew. Now people say, well, Dan, there's good Jews out there. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not speaking about that. I'm just telling you it's not a coincidence that communism sprang out of the brains and the conspiracy of Jews. It was bankrolled by Jews out of New York. The money for the Russian Revolution, which was a Jewish takeover of Christian Tsarist Russia, the money for that came from the banks of New York, was smuggled up through Canada, and came by ship with Lenin over to Europe, where he orchestrated the revolution and paid for it. Okay, so once again, none of this stuff is happening worldwide spontaneously by the people. It's always orchestrated by the cabal and paid for by the cabal. You can trace it by following the money every single time. Every time. Okay, let me check and just see. Okay, nobody calling in. Now, again, I was hoping this would be an open forum, but apparently nobody has anything they want to talk about. And finally, let me just say that when are we, the people, going to demand integrity and honesty in our public officials? When are we going to demand that man's law be scrapped and instead that we become a theocracy under our Creator's law? The only law that actually works. The only law that was ever created to benefit mankind. Every other law is just a means of control to keep competition down, especially Jews. They learned a long time ago that's why they get into government. That's why so many of them are lawyers and judges, etc. They learned that the law could be used as a tool to promote their businesses and to keep competition down. Okay? That's been going on for well over 150 years. Once they learned that we, white Christian believers, are followers of, quote, man's law, even to the point of violating God's law by making man's law more important. Once they saw that we had that tendency, they knew they could control us. And so they started sending their sons and daughters off to law school, getting the money to run for judges and holding positions on the Supreme Court and in government. Because once they learned that, then they knew they could basically put anything they wanted in print, and like little sheep, we would follow it. Because, quote, it's the law. How many times do you see that on billboards? Do this or do that. It's the law. In fact, our peace officers, policemen used to be called peace officers, and the only justification for you to have a policeman ever in your presence or on your land is if you were disturbing the peace. In other words, we men, especially we white people, and I grew up in a community just like this, where it's almost all whites, you have peace amongst neighbors. I grew up in a central Pennsylvania farming community, and in my lifetime as a child, so that's, we'll give it about 15 years. In the first 15 years of my life, I don't recall ever seeing a police car outside of the city, the county seat for our county. I don't recall ever seeing a police car. There were no speed traps. There was so little crime that I don't recall ever seeing a police car in my entire 15 years, first 15 years. Why? Because we are at peace with each other. And the few times that there's somebody disturbing the peace, then they would dispatch a police officer, or the county sheriff would come out to that individual and determine what was going on. Why is there a disturbance of the peace? You see how simple and beautiful that is? Look at the monstrous thing we have today. Because Jews have taken over and they created something called law enforcement officers. That's a whole different paradigm. When you go from somebody who's just protecting the peace, which means that if there is no disturbance of the peace, you don't have a jurisdiction. You don't leave the office. They didn't put very many miles on police cars back then. To law enforcement, which means now a bunch of crooks in the state capitol or in Washington put stuff on paper. Now they have a whole army of people in uniforms, and now they look like frickin' military people instead of peace officers. And their job is to enforce the law, whether it's good or bad. You see, a peace officer had discernment. If the county sheriff or the mayor sent some policemen out to a property and the policeman knew that it was motivated by something other than an actual crime, they had discernment to push back. If they got out to the property and they saw Joe the farmer and Joe come up to him and said, "There's nothing going on here, take a look." "Yeah, Joe, you're right." Whereas law enforcement, the local Jew judge or the local Jew mayor or the Jew governor would say, "You're going to go out to the farmer Joe's and you're going to take his property because we have a piece of paper that says the government needs that property." And law enforcement will go out and take them off the land because they don't have discretion. They just enforce the law. And the law is not God's law. The law is man's law. And where you have man's law circumventing God's law, you have chaos. You have misery. You have all sorts of criminality, which is what we see in America today. She's falling apart because we violated a simple premise. God's law circumvents and is more powerful than man's law. Exactly what it says in the New Testament. When Peter said, if it's a choice between man's law and God's law, you must choose God's law. It's right there in your New Testament, Christian. How many of you are following it? How many preachers? And by the way, has anybody noticed all these conferences and calls for reopening America and bringing law and order back to America? How many preachers have you seen at it? Okay, this country was founded by the Black Robe Regiment that whipped up the citizenry to fight the tyranny of England. Where's that Black Robe Regiment today? Those cowards can't be found anywhere. Because they're in their whitewashed sepulchers called churches, and the only thing they give a damn about is how many people come to the service and how much money is put in the plate. And so the people will sit there for one more a session of brainwashing. Ah, we got a caller. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dan. Thank you so much. It's beautiful, and I just am so grateful for all that you're doing for all of us, and hope that you're getting adequate support in turn. Earlier, you were talking about the lying by public officials. And mm-hmm. I really want to bounce off of that because obviously I think all of us know here that the injections that are being deployed are weaponry, as one gentleman said, and their components are hazardous. And yet we have pronouncements supposedly of President Trump, who I don't even know whether he's really alive or whether it's just some machine that's generating messages from the Trump, whatever campaign, Trump group, whatever it is. But also Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, whom I believe probably is alive and probably is generating those messages that seem to stamp approval on the Trump messages, in particular about the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. And by the way, on my father's side, I have ancestry going back to those two brothers, Johnson & Johnson, from England. So obviously that vaccine, and or it's not even a vaccine, right? It's not legally pronounceable as a vaccine, but the injection is hazardous. It's done serious harm to many people, and there are more adverse events from these injections in the first quarter, or now first third of the year, than there have been over the past decade from all vaccine adverse events that were reported in the VAERS system, which stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. In any case, and all of that is viewable easily on the CDC site, Centers for Disease Control site. So to come back to this idea of public officials or public servants lying, you know, we have Trump and DeSantis saying that these are very important, very good, and they're safe and whatever. And these are not just little lies or white lies or something, which are bad enough. These are lies to the entirety of the public. They are by public servants. They are lies that lead to terrible, widespread, destructive effects on people's bodies. And here are the two people being held up as the greatest of all who, you know, may be the next people running for president in 2024, or who may become president prior to that, you know, if election fraud matters are ironed out. And I just have to come back to what Jesus said. You know, those who lie to these little children or to little people or to sheep or to ordinary people or to the public in general, you know, it would be better for them if they had a massive boulder tied to their neck and that they were dropped into the deepest sea. And maybe I think that Jesus may have been referring by that image to the lake of fire, which some people who have legally died and somehow come back have reported seeing with great terror. I wish that there were more about the necessity to tell the truth and not lie in our laws, even in the Ten Commandments. I don't think it's adequate. I don't feel that the Bible is adequate with regard to truth-telling. I, for example, I had somehow imagined years ago that the Bible said, seek truth and pursue it, but it doesn't. It says, seek peace and pursue it. And I wish that there were a commandment that just said plain out, do not lie. You shall not lie. It's not there. If you look at spin outs of the Ten Commandments, for example, you find in the Girl Scout motto, the first thing, you know, on my honor, I will try to be honest. Honest is, or a Girl Scout is honest. That's the first thing that's stated. Okay, in the Boy Scout realm, it doesn't really say honest. It never says you shouldn't lie. It never says that you should tell the truth. It just says a Boy Scout is trustworthy. But trustworthy is not the same thing as truth-telling. And so I feel that we as a society are really lacking in appreciating and embracing truth as the cleanser that we need, especially now, desperately. You know, there are other societies, like Incan society had, I think, three laws, and one of them was, you know, you must not lie, and another was you must not steal. I forget what the third one was, and that the whole society was based on that. We need to cleanse ourselves, I believe, and come to our embrace of truth. And I think that will, if we can, that will prove our salvation.
Well, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
So.
Yes. I mean, Jesus was clearer about it. But the Bible overall, especially the Old Testament, is not that clear.
I suppose you could look at it that way, but I believe it does tell us to be truthful. But, you know, some people, I guess, can think that they have a right to twist and turn it or whatever, but I don't see how anybody can consider themselves moral and not be truth tellers. So, especially when it comes to things such as your health, anything dealing with your health and well-being, your prosperity, and things like that, I believe that we are commanded to be honest. That's why it says just weights and measures. That's obviously talking about in commerce. You don't cheat people by clipping coins like the Jews used to do. That's why they got an edge around half dollars and quarters and things like that, because they used to clip off the silver and take a little shaving off of the coin, and after a period of time the coin was 10-15% lighter and smaller than it originally was, because the Jewish merchants were clipping the coins. So, you know, again, honesty and integrity is paramount to any society if they want to succeed. And that's why America is falling down right now, because we don't have honesty and integrity in our elections. We don't have it in our public offices. We don't have it in any of the bureaucracies. Sure as hell don't have it in the court system. So when you go against that, whether there's a Bible basis or not, it's common law. It's rational thinking. It's just the way it is. You cannot build anything that will stand on falsehoods. It just doesn't work. That's why we were to be the nation that would be a light on the hill for the rest of the world, to show them the way it can be done and should be done. And we started out on the right path, but we had thieves that crept in the middle of the night called Zionists, and they have taken this country and turned it into Judaism. We are more Judaized than the people in Israel are. So we worship them as if they're gods. We call our Messiah a Jewish carpenter, which is a lie. So they've Judaized us, which means that we are now just as deceptive and deceiving as they are. And so we're going to fail, like all societies fail that go the way of the Jew and distort and twist and turn and lie and cheat, all in the name of making money. So, anyway, that's my take on it.
I agree. Thank you. Yeah, I think we just need a lot more honesty, a lot more truth. We desperately need truth in our society, mm-hmm. as a cleanser right now. And I think we need to be facing the reality, which is a harsh one, that, you know, those who are very much supportive of President Trump, who is the true president, and the governor whom I have said many times, including even in Tallahassee directly, you know, the best governor, not just in the United States, but the best governor in the world, and yet he has recently lied about these Johnson & Johnson vaccines, which are not vaccines.
Right.
And we need cleansing from that.
Right. I don't believe we can trust anybody in the world of politics and government today. I don't believe we can trust anybody.
Yeah, and I wonder if, because Grady Judd is so close to Governor DeSantis, whether we should be actually approaching him and saying, look, we need much more honesty here. Because it's a matter of, you know, of course, the public interest and, you know, and people's bodies are, you know, being slayed by way of lies like that. But even personally, for Ron DeSantis to say these things, there are eternal consequences of his doing that. And I'm sure that Grady Judd, sheriff from Polk County, who is close with Ron DeSantis, you know, can convey something like that to him. So I would like to actually work with you and perhaps some others if they're interested in writing a brief letter to Grady Judd that will go also to Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Maybe we should even get some people present at the conference coming to Tampa in June.
I've already reached out to try to get to speak there myself because I think it's very important to address the things that are completely missing that audience desperately needs to know. They need to understand, for example, that audience already understands that these injections, falsely called vaccines, are hazardous, and that all vaccines are hazardous. They already understand that, so they don't need that drilled in. But there are big gaps, and one of those massive gaps is that their idol worship of screens is killing them, and that the radiation from the infrastructure that supports all of that, and I mean multiple different kinds of infrastructures, are killing them. Those are weapons, and those are weapons that are arguably more hazardous, in fact, visibly more hazardous and measurably more hazardous than the injections. So not that I would say that particular piece publicly, but that needs to, this audience needs to learn this immediately. Because I admit that the time that I spent in front of a computer screen, even though I don't own a cell phone and I've never owned a cell phone and I don't own Wi-Fi or any other wireless device, but I admit that the time that I spend in front of a screen is part of an addiction and it is not healthy and it sucks all my attention there so that I don't have the attention that I should have to listen to what the Holy Spirit would like me to do, for example, from moment to moment in my own life, with my own household, with friends, kith and kin, and beyond. My dad is 92 years old, for example, and I haven't called him in weeks. How could that be? It's only because all my attention is sucked into this idol of a computer in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's a tool. It should be used as a tool, but it also can rob you of your energy and your time and your concern. And so, like all things that the Father has upon the earth, we're to use it wisely and in moderation so that it does not control us. So, yeah, good point. Very good point. All right. Anything else, Susan, before we go? And by the way, your volume is just a little bit on the low side, so I don't know if it's your mic or the distance from the mic to your mouth.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I'm closer to the phone now. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's a corded phone, of course.
Very good.
Thank you very, very much, Dan. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. And Yahweh bless. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and I have an appointment coming up here. Oh, got another caller. Okay, I think we got John in Miami. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Pastor and Commander Dan. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh bless all people listening and all that read your website. There is a possible chance that I just might go to Tampa. And I'll be more than happy to drive you there since we're not too far from each other. It'll be okay for me to drive you over there if you want. What do you think?
Well, I'll get up with you off air about that. It certainly is a possibility.
Well, I still am undecided, but I'm going to do my damnedest to get over there if at all possible. Okay. I'll get off the phone now, and may Yahweh bless you and everyone else here. Have a great day, sir.
You too, John. Take care and Yahweh bless.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, lots going on, lots to be absorbing and observing in these days. And mix it, as Susan made a very good point, in this crazy, noise-filled world, We are reminded that Scripture tells us to go into your closet. Now, the English word closet, of course, is, you know, the connotation of today we have is something like a clothes closet. They didn't have things like that back in antiquity. So the concept is a place in your home, business, or even out in nature. It's a place where outside interference is kept away from you. So it means it wants a quiet place where you can hear the Holy Spirit, which is the voice of our Father, and you can concentrate and meditate and intend what world you want to create. What do you believe is your mission upon this earth? What are the things that you can accomplish within your own circles, okay? What can you yourself accomplish in this day and age? And allow the Holy Spirit to minister unto you. The Holy Spirit, Angel says here, closet equals a closed door. So, again, the idea is you keep outside interferences, whether it's a wife, children, parents, friends, neighbors. You certainly would not have a radio or a television on when you're trying to communicate with the Father. I believe that's why Scripture says that we shout for joy and praise upon our beds. Because typically, especially in ancient times, the bedroom was the most private room in your house. People didn't just walk into your bedroom. There were no electronic devices there. There were no neighbors there. It was a very private, closed-door place. Okay, so upon your bed, where you're relaxing, you're not involved in hobbies or sports or tinkering around the house or trying to do your honey-do list for the missus, whatever, you could focus on your intentions, your meditation, and your prayer life with the Father and hear the Holy Spirit minister to you. That is what the Scripture is telling you. And I can attest to the fact that that's when the Father will talk to you the most. When you honor that and keep all the distractions away and focus on Him, and then that what they used to call small, still voice of the Holy Spirit. You can hear it, but the Holy Spirit will not compete with outside interferences. And I believe that's by design. If you don't have enough integrity and enough desire to hear what the Father has to say to at least get into a quiet place, then why should He bother trying to communicate at all? Okay? He gave you the instructions. They make perfect sense. And it works, as my dear father used to say all the time. You cannot argue with success. In other words, if I follow that rule and I have constant communication with the Father and the Father has blessed me that way for my entire life, then that's success. And as Dad used to say, how do you argue with that? So whether you want to believe Scripture or not, how come? Just believe rational thinking. Believe personal testimony that's here and now. And see if it doesn't work for you. Again, those without faith, you're not going to hear from the Father. Why would He speak to you? Those that mock the living God, would He speak to them? Those that mock His law, would He speak to them? Obviously not. And like I've said for many, many months, why would you not call upon the greatest force known to man, the only force that truly loves you, the only force that will not lie to you, the only force that truly cares about your well-being? Why would you not invite that into your life, especially in this day and age? Okay? I don't know why anybody would do that. Why would you forsake that? So anyway, we want to thank John and Susan for calling in and for everybody that's listening. The archive should be working. By the way, I've been told that the archive page for 2021 isn't working for some people, and I've put a list together of an alternative website where those programs can be found. So if you're having trouble listening to any of the 2021 archives from the website, send me an email and I will send you the list of an alternative site where they are archived as well. And that should work for you. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with one another as a family. We pray that the truth is getting out across this world, especially in the ocean of lies and deception that we find ourselves in, of scandalous creatures who say they are doing things for mankind when they have absolutely nothing but evil intentions. And you are raising up a group of people for yourself in this latter day. And we do know that at some point you will destroy this world system. You will burn it to the ground just as it deserves. And we will rebuild this world as a new heaven and a new earth. And it will operate under your law and no other law. And man will truly be free for the first time. And we just look forward to that day. We pray that we're part of it and that we're worthy. And we just ask you to walk with us and guide us, give us good discernment, a stiff backbone, take away the spirit of fear, and protect us from our enemies. And we ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.